welcome back to Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast. Listeners have probably noticed that I've been on a summer break since August. If you didn't hear my season finale show, you may have noticed if you're in Vermont that Carl Ettinger has been cherry-picking episodes from my archives for recycling on his Relocalizing show. And in New Hampshire, Making Waves has been doing the same. I have been a little worried that maybe some of my listeners who didn't hear the season finale or don't belong to the Bucky Bacaw Facebook or Twitter might have wondered where I went. But in any case, we're back. Not that I was on a beach sipping rum and cokes. I've never been interested in that kind of vacation. I'm more of a kind of sabbatical guy. I just wish they could be longer. As previously mentioned, I spent the summer promoting what I call the democratization of everything. Evangelizing, by creating good times, the potential for all of us to take control of the production of our own food, news and entertainment, travel and, well, everything else, as individuals, and even more importantly, as members of communities. The Bacaw flock of three Sarama miniature breed hens were at summer camp at Governor's Island, 172 acres of decommissioned military base, now run as a public park by New York City. A group I work with, Earth Matter, runs a compost demonstration and education center there. All the food waste from the island's concession stands is brought there, where a flock of just over 24 chickens assist by tilling as they hunt for the best scraps and adding their nitrogen-rich poop, which accelerates the composting process. They also attract humans to the center, where we can proselytize on why the nutrition and food scraps ought to be worked back into local soil, rather than trucked out to landfills, needlessly consuming precious resources, and show everyone how easy and fun, yes, fun, composting can be. We took the ferry out to join the chickens regularly, and would take the Sarama to events on the island, where three gorgeous chickens in a pen would invariably attract throngs of interested visitors, and we'd let them know what we were doing on the island and encourage them to visit the center. We had hundreds of conversations about chickens and waste reduction. It was also an interesting experiment in flock integration. There were a few other slightly larger bantam chickens in the flock, but most were standard size, with a few hefty birds in the mix. The Sarama spent a couple of weeks on Earth Matter founder Marissa's rooftop coop on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, with a dozen pullets, who were already bigger than them. They clearly had the seniority edge, yet they knew not to push their luck, so it was a good transitional stage before all the chickens joined the dozen adult hens and mild-mannered rooster already at the center. For most of the summer, they shared quarters and land, but socialized as three distinct flocks. Towards the end, the now-grown pullets and older girls were almost entirely integrated, while our girls were always nearby but stuck close as a distinct sub-flock. We saw that they weren't always able to get first choice when new food scraps were distributed, but they weren't starving. They tended to hang back to avoid the warning pecks that often came from the bigger chickens for newly arrived food scraps, and would get their chance soon enough, while the big girls were still there, but maybe not as ravenous. However, we also witnessed Deary, top hen in our group, kick a chicken four times her size out of a sweet dust bath site. And at night, they used their superior skills as lightweight flyers to choose the highest roost in the coop, which seemed to be the cleanest, most premium piece of real estate. And I suspect it gave them a certain psychological edge for being above the plump layer birds. Most importantly, we saw that when space and resources are plentiful, the pecking order will not be enforced by injurious violence. Although the island was the best site for the flock to accomplish their mission as ambassadors, it was somewhat regrettable that they were not able to participate in our local street festival, three Sundays at Shore Boulevard alongside Astoria Park in Queens. That's where I facilitated a ukulele social, a mix of performances, jams, open mics, and play-alongs, and introductory lessons for audience members who could borrow our brightly colored loner ukes. To me, reclaiming the days where neighbors played music for each other is an integral part of the same agenda that reclaims neighbors growing food for each other, all in order to decentralize and uncorporatize the production of everything, most of all, joy and love. The street fair is where I was inspired by Love TV, an interactive performance group who came to New York City this summer to participate in local events and facilitate community building through their performances. It would take a whole episode to describe their approach, but you can get the picture quickly by browsing their YouTube channel, Love TV Interviews, where you can find me and my alter ego as Robert McMinn. I thought of Love TV often as I played the role of visitor participating in community on my mini tour of the Plainfield-Montpelier area where Goddard Community College broadcasts Bucky. The chickeners and ukuleleists of the area were generous of their time, knowledge, and love, and it was a privilege to be able to visit your coops and play music with you. The main event of the trip was our special hour-long broadcast before a live audience. Thanks again to Sylvie Daly for loaning her airtime to us. It was co-hosted by the broadcast's top champion, Carl Ettinger, and featured me in my roles as Bucky Bacaw, Roberto Buscarsi, and Robert McMinn. It was one of the rare times I was able to really share what all those identities mean to me with a group of people who really got it, and it gave me inspiration to move forward. If you're interested in hearing that broadcast, I've uploaded it to my archives. Search for Bucky, Radio, number 4, ALL.net. Upon our return to New York City, I had an opportunity to perform and teach ukulele as Roberto Buscarsi at a unique Japanese restaurant, Umi no Ii, that promotes Japanese culture. The chickens could not be a part of the event, but I was sure to talk to the staff there and plant the seed for future chicken and ukulele-related events with a connection to Japanese culture. And to bring you completely up to date, this weekend we picked our chickens up from summer camp. They rested up with us in our one-bedroom apartment in Astoria, Queens, hung out quietly in the background while I recorded this show, and tonight we're taking them just down the street, 5 city blocks, for another internship and seminar with a good friend of mine, Rob McGrath, an urban farmer who lives just down the street from me and who will be profiled on this show in the weeks ahead. We're trying to keep the hens conditioned to outdoor living, so when we move into our new place with a backyard in a few weeks, they won't have to get cabin fever like they did last winter. We'll be watching to see how they react to the season, which will help me answer my northern listeners' queries about the Sarama breed's cold hardiness from personal experience. Keep in mind, my contacts in Pennsylvania already tell me the breed is very adaptable to lower temperatures. At any rate, if they have to come inside, I've learned they're clean, quiet, and relatively easy to keep comfortable and entertained as indoor animal companions. I'll keep you posted. The miracle of my summer was a gorgeous duality, where for every person, I was able to introduce new possibilities of how much we can do for ourselves and how rich the rewards are. There was at least one more who shared with me possibilities I hadn't thunk up or heard about, which of course fed back into my evangelism. Since it's almost always a year according to someone's calendar, I feel like there's plenty of opportunity to start or renew good habits with an extra symbolic oomph. Right now, I'm hitching my wagon to the Jewish New Year and making a Rosh Hashanah resolution to increase communications with Bucky broadcasters, listeners, and the chickening community. I need your help on that one. If I missed you on this tour, wherever you are, please remember, as always, that we can collaborate on shows via the magic of the myriad of digital audio and file exchange technologies available to us to extend our communities. Or you can send me a question, and I'll answer it on my show. Send your emails to bucky@buckybacaw.org. Which reminds me, although I try to avoid spelling words on this show, I do need to periodically tell you it's B-U-C-K-Y, Bucky, B-U-C-K-A-W, Bacaw. The Vermont coop profiles will be thoroughly documented in the upcoming season of the broadcast. And Boise, Idaho, where the Backyard Chicken broadcast was first conceived, produced, and aired, had their second annual tour de coops, which will be covered by our correspondent, Kevin Payhouse. And I have lots of new things I want to editorialize on. So we'll have plenty of new episodes to share. And I hope my peeps stay tuned. Having and sharing good times. This is Bucky Bacaw. Bucky Bacaw. Bucky Bacaw.